and welcome to Sunday Showcase on CBC Radio 1. I'm Linda Grierson. Tonight's play is called Vested Interest, and it was written by venerated radio writer Emile Cher. The story takes place in Toronto and on a small island in Southeast Asia. When a young woman discovers a technique for designing fabric from a local, very humble tailor, she realizes immediately it will be a hot ticket back at her mother's boutique in Toronto. But should she get all the credit and the money? Shouldn't that poor tailor get a cut? Here is Vested Interest by Emile Cher.
They didn't have your Ethiopian blend today.
Yeah.
I figured you'd settle for something from Guatemala.
Guatemala's great. Thanks. What do you think?
Of?
The window.
I didn't notice.
If you didn't notice, then it's not working.
No, I didn't notice, sweetheart, because I had other things on my mind. I'll step out and have a look.
I'll come with you. You don't like it?
I didn't say that.
You're not saying anything.
I'm worried people will get the wrong idea. What do gas masks have to do with our dresses?
Gas masks are all the rage. Army surplus stores can't keep them on the shelves.
But we're not selling gas masks.
I just wanted to get people's attention. I thought gas masks would work. I was wrong.
You're not wrong. You never know what will draw people into a store. Maybe gas masks will do the trick.
Maybe.
Enough gabbing, ladies. Time to get back to work.
Christopher, I wasn't... Oh, my God. We're supposed to meet. Today.
In 10 minutes.
I completely forgot.
You're forgiven. But I won't be if I don't meet Wednesday's deadline. So either you come along or I make it all up.
Make it all up. But be nice.
He's always been nice to me. What's wrong? The masks. They were Liza's idea. I'm not sure yet.
I say do whatever it takes.
Thank you, Christopher.
But don't take my word for it.
She's taking your word for it. That's the trouble. Too many people hang on your every word.
And at a dollar a word, I don't come cheap.
Then you get to pay for coffee.
But I'm writing about you.
I'll be back in an hour, Liza.
Can I help you with anything?
I love the gas masks.
Really?
Really.
What about the dresses?
I've always loved your stuff. Cheap, but kind of classy.
I don't mean cheap, cheap. Cheap as in inexpensive. I know what you mean. So are you looking for something special, or do you just want to browse?
Neither. I came to see you.
Oh.
I'm Sarah Gorin.
Hi.
I'm majoring in visual design and commerce at York, which a lot of people have trouble wrapping their minds around, because, you know, either you're supposed to be a starving artist or making gobs of money. You're not supposed to do both.
But you plan to.
Yep. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to invite you to speak at a brunch series I help organize called Women to Women. Have you heard of it?
I'm afraid not.
What we do is we invite different women to talk about their experiences in the business world. What we're kind of hoping you'll do is talk about what it's like for a daughter to go into business with her mother. You know, following in her footsteps as you've done.
I haven't gone into business with my mother. This is her store.
But you work with her, right? She must ask for your opinions, your input.
Of course.
Well, that's what we want to hear about. What you've done to help Plume bloom. We get dozens of women to these brunches, so it's a real opportunity to strut your stuff.
I've never been much of a strutter.
Will you think about it?
Have you talked to Nicole Lander?
No.
You should. Nicole's one of the shopping list girls.
And they are...
They were. A bunch of us got together in our last year at York. We sat around the quad drinking beer and drawing up these grocery lists of what we wanted after we graduated from school. You know, the type of job, the type of car, the type of guy. And I was, like, constantly rewriting my list. But Nicole had it all planned out. And at the top of her list was owning her own boutique within 3 years of graduating. Well, guess what?
We've done it.
Nicole spoke?
Someone just like her, the successful grad thing. You're different. You guys are like an endangered species.
Thanks.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. But you know what it's like. Everyone's trying to make a killing on the internet, or they're being gobbled up by a competitor with sharp teeth and deep pockets. But then there's you and your mother, managing to stay afloat in choppy waters.
Small is beautiful. Something like that?
Small is often overlooked. But it doesn't mean you can't be successful. You've shown that. You and your mother.
More my mother than me.
We want to hear from you. Will you think about it?
Sure.
Do you really get a dollar a word?
Not even close. Though I may soon start earning an income that will provide the lifestyle to which I am entitled.
You're giving up freelancing?
Not yet.
When?
I don't know. I don't know if it's happening. I've got nibbles.
From?
Can't tell.
The hell you can't. You're not leaving here until you do.
Promise not to tell.
No. I want to tell Liza.
Liza, but not another soul.
All right. So who is it?
A magazine.
Which magazine?
Lavender.
You're not serious.
Perfectly.
Well, Lavender is huge.
Huge circulation.
Huge salary.
My lips are sealed.
But your eyes tell all.
So do yours. You don't approve.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm thrilled for you.
You think I've sold out. Sold my soul to the highest bidder.
I never said that.
You're thinking it.
I think you should follow your heart.
My heart tells me I'll lose the freedom I've enjoyed as a freelancer.
And your head?
I could use the money and the higher profile.
Why say no to more money?
For the same reasons you left Derringer's. I'd have to play by someone else's rules.
If you have to leave your values at home, Christopher, it's not worth the commute.
Why not? Because I haven't done anything to help Plume bloom.
That's not true.
I feel like an imposter. Sweetheart, if these women want to hear you talk, then talk. I have nothing to say.
Don't be silly.
The brunch is in a month from now.
Well, that'll give you plenty of time to write something.
I may not be here in a month.
What are you talking about?
I may be in Asia.
Is this to do with your lunch with Carolyn?
She said Tunisia was very sexist, but incredibly cheap. Tunisia was number 6 on Caroline's shopping list.
So that's what this is all about. Those silly lists you and your girlfriends keep writing.
We aren't silly.
I didn't say you were silly. I'm saying that you, all of you, get carried away with those lists like they were some...
I want to take a break. To get away.
Get away.
Europe, maybe. Asia, actually. I've always wanted to go to Asia.
I don't remember seeing Asia on any of your lists.
It's there now.
We don't have that kind of money.
I can get a cheap flight. I'll stay in no-name hotels. I'll make my own meals.
I need you here.
You can give Shelley more hours until I come back.
And when exactly would you plan on coming back?
I don't know.
Oh, what's in Asia that can't wait?
I can't explain it. It doesn't have to be Asia. It could be anywhere.
This sounds very last minute, sweetheart.
It's not. I have a plan.
What do you say we go to New York for the weekend? We'll go to that funky furniture shop you told me about. The one in the village. What's it called?
I don't want to go to New York.
And I don't want you running off to Asia or anywhere else like some hippie in torn jeans and sandals.
You were the hippie, Ma.
What's so funny?
Nobody says hippie anymore.
I do. Occasionally.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Then let me go.
You're free to do what you like, Liza. I don't own you.
The store is yours.
Is that what this is all about? You want to own part of Plume?
I want to travel. By myself.
Well, I can't stop you.
Plume, may I help you?
Hi there, this is Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah speaking. Sarah! Brunch series, Sarah.
So, can I pencil you in for the 27th?
The 27th?
Next month, to come and speak to us.
I can't. I'm going away. To the Marigenza Islands.
Where?
It's these tiny group of islands in Southeast Asia.
I never heard of it.
All the more reason to go, right?
What about when you get back?
What about it?
Can you give your talk then?
I'm not sure.
A room full of curious women, all the croissants you can eat. What more could you ask for?
I'll call you when I get back.
When will you be back?
I don't know. I'll call you, okay?
Okay.
I've met a lot of recycled hippies, so you'd feel right at home here. I don't mean you have that recycled look. This one guy, Ray, is there anything more pathetic than a balding 50-year-old who wears his thin gray hair in a ponytail?
Excuse me? Are you going to be long?
I don't know. I just started.
What you're saying is I have time for another tall glass of mango madness.
Two glasses.
There's a limit, you know.
On drinks?
The computer? You're only allowed an hour?
I won't need it. Where?
Australia. Well, couldn't you tell? Oh, bloody hell, you Yanks are all alike. Can't even see beyond your own nose.
No, where did you get that vest?
You like it?
I love it.
I told Edward he could be the Versace of vests. Of course he didn't know who the hell Versace was. He laughed anyway. Edward's got a great laugh.
Edward's got a great eye. Is his store far from here?
Edward doesn't have a store.
What does he have?
Not much. Actually, he works out of this small workshop behind his house.
Where's his house?
About a two-hour bus ride from here. 2 horrid hours.
If I showed you a map...
A map won't do you much good. Where are you from?
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, I had you pegged as an American.
Why?
You've got a Canadian flag on your knapsack.
Which makes me Canadian.
Really? I've lost track of the Americans I've met who have Canadian flags stitched onto their backpacks.
I'm not out to fool anyone.
You want to see the world, is that it? Oh, you're like me. You want to expand your horizons without expanding your hips.
That's one way of putting it. Are you planning on visiting Canada?
I am. It's all part of the Samantha Sees the World tour. I reckon I have to conquer the Canadian Rockies before I die.
What about taming Toronto?
Yep, I plan on parking my gear in Toronto too.
Are you up for a swap?
What kind?
You show me where Edward lives. I'll let you crash out at my place in overpriced Toronto. You'll save a bundle.
Would you throw in free ice hockey lessons if I take you there?
Would you?
I'm heading that way anyway. Meeting up with a friend in town about an hour away from Edward's. But I'm not leaving till Tuesday.
Tuesday it is.
Plume, may I help you?
Say congratulations.
Congratulations. You're taking the job.
Say it's the right move.
It's the right move.
You always know what to say.
Potters without borders?
That's how I describe it. I'll call it something else when I get it up and running.
It's hard to imagine these potters landing in hot spots all over the world, promoting world peace by making pots.
I'll have you know you're traveling with the president of the Australasian chapter of Potters for Peace.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am. But I'm convinced pottery is the perfect antidote for war.
I don't know.
At the end of the day, you're left with something functional. A cup, a plate, a saucer. It's a wonderful marriage of function and design. Besides, kids love it, sticking their fingers into wet clay.
It's original.
Not to mention practical. That's how I got this vest.
What do you mean?
I traded with Edward. He gave me a vest in exchange for a bowl.
You carry bowls with you?
I made it while I was there. I spent a day showing his kids how to work with clay. That's the great thing about clay, right? There's nothing to buy because the clay is right beneath your feet. Well, this maid of mine designed a potter's wheel you can make out of a bicycle rim. It's brilliant.
You're prepared.
I'm a planner. When I think about where I'd like to be 5 years from now, making pots in some war-torn village suits me just fine. What about you?
What about me?
Where do you want to be 5 years from now?
It's where I don't want to be.
Which is where?
Working for my mother.
thought you were okay about working with her.
Well, that's just it. I want to work with her, not for her.
Over there. You see that rusted out lorry?
You mean truck?
Oh, truck to you, lorry to me. Playground to them.
It doesn't look very inviting or safe.
Like they have a choice. Edward's house? It's just past it.
Toadina!
Samantha!
I reckon you didn't expect to see me so soon.
Oh. When Lashia comes back from school, she has a big surprise to show you.
She finished her jug?
It's beautiful. Oh. A little crooked, but very beautiful.
Rashia made this water jug when I was here. Oh, sorry. Edward, I haven't... This is my friend, Liza.
Hello, Miss Liza.
Hello.
I brought Liza to see your vests.
They're
worth the bruising bus journey, wouldn't you say?
They're stunning.
Konahi.
Say you're welcome.
You're welcome. She'll love them.
Who?
My mother. She'll absolutely love them.
Oh, you are not from Australia?
Canada.
Ah, Canada.
They're marvelous.
You will take one home to Canada.
Definitely. Not just one. All of them.
You can't take them all.
Why not? There aren't that many.
Well, that's just it. There aren't that many.
He can make more, can't you?
When I have time.
You don't want all these vests.
I don't.
What do you want? A fishing lesson?
I am not a fishing teacher, Miss Samantha.
I'm not a fishing student. What are you on about?
You know the saying. Give a person a fish, they eat for a day. Teach a person to fish, they eat for a lifetime. What you want is for Edward to teach you how to make these vests.
Would you, Edward? Can you teach me?
Teach you?
How to make your vests. They look part batik, part Edward.
Part Edward. I fix clothing, Miss Liza. I am a tailor.
But you made these vests.
When I have time.
I'll pay you for your time.
It will take some days, Miss Liza. Many days.
I don't mind.
Where would you stay?
Here. The children will live with their aunt.
I'll pay you for room and board.
If you like.
Wearing the same T-shirt for a week would be a fashion faux pas.
I'll go back to town and get my stuff. When's the next bus?
There is a bus later. First, we must all eat together. I will tell Fabra to prepare a meal. Come with me.
Fabra is Edward's wife. Wait till you taste her rice.
Rice is rice.
Oh, not in Fabra's hands.
Are you coming or are you going to stand there staring at them all day?
They really are beautiful.
Don't get all misty-eyed over some colorful cloth.
Thanks, by the way.
For what?
For showing me the way here.
You owe me.
You do all your washing here? Clothes, dishes, bodies, the whole works?
The whole works! More tea?
No, thank you.
You are tired.
Oh, I didn't expect my back to hurt this much. You know, from bending over those basins.
Tomorrow, my wife, she will get you a better stool. By tomorrow, you will be like Edward.
I hope so.
You have big family back in Canada?
Just my mom.
You buy so many vests for one mom?
Sort of.
She has many arms.
She has a lot of energy. Your children are beautiful.
Thank you. The youngest, Sarina, she dreams of living in America. She wants to be rich.
Don't we all?
Me, I'm dreaming of a tap close to my home. I would like water in our compound, but it is very expensive.
I'll buy you one.
A tap?
Why not? How much could it be?
Too much.
It'll be my way of saying thanks.
You are very kind, Miss Liza.
As soon as I get back to town, I'll arrange it all. Delivery, installation, the whole 9 yards.
9 yards?
Well, maybe just 1 yard. Yours. That's a joke. The whole 9 yards is an expression.
I see.
You must squeeze very hard, Miss Liza.
I'm squeezing.
After the squeezing, you tie the rope. Tighter.
I can't tie it any tighter.
When it is tight, you dip it into the dye.
If I don't die first. My hand. It's blue.
Beautiful hands.
Beautiful blue.
When you cut the cloth, you must hold the cloth like this.
Like this?
Like this.
Like that. I did it!
Yes, Miss Liza.
It's beautiful.
Now you can be like Edward in Canada. You must go, Miss Liza. You will miss your bus.
Thank you, Edward. Thank you for your best. We're showing you how it's done.
You are a good student. Now you must teach others.
I will.
Like Miss Samantha says, you must teach others how to fish.
Well, first I have to sort through all of this catch.
So many bests to take back to Canada. Your mother will be pleased.
Very. I'm anxious to see her.
You must tell her Edward sends his very best.
I will. I have to go. Thanks again.
You're welcome again.
6 weeks in the Marraganza Islands and you come back with one sketch pad?
Stop whining and keep looking. What? Mother, please! You've not said a word yet. Say something, anything.
Yes.
Yes?
Very yes.
Yes! You said yes! Oh!
These are wonderful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You have outdone yourself, kiddo.
You're pleased?
More than pleased.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Close your eyes.
Liza.
Close your eyes. Ta-da!
I don't believe it.
Believe it?
It's gorgeous.
I think so, too.
Oh, let me try it on. Oh, how in heaven did you come up with these designs?
What do you mean?
They're spectacular.
You don't think I'm capable of spectacular?
Oh, well, of course I do, sweetheart. Look, I always knew you had it in you. I just didn't expect it to surface so soon.
Well, it did. Look.
Oh, I can't stop looking. They're fabulous. I love how you've dyed them. You have to show me how you did it.
You must squeeze very hard, Miss Liza.
I'm squeezing.
Will you?
What?
The dyeing. Will you show me how it's done?
Of course. I'll teach you everything I know.
Good. Let me see the others you've made.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
Well, some of these are a lot better than the others.
It took me time to get the hang of it.
I'm glad you hung in there. Look, how did you decide on vests?
Anyone can wear a vest. Men, women. They can be funky or formal. Well, maybe not too formal, but...
But someone wearing a suit might consider adding a splash of color. They can be convinced a splash of color is exactly what they need in this versatile world of ours.
Versatile vest.
Very. We may want to think of a name. Something catchy, a name they can hang their hat on. Investment.
Investment. I like the sound of it.
I like the look of it.
Peace Project International, how can I help you?
I'd like to make a donation.
Terrific.
I'd like to get a tap installed in a village called Marala in the Marraganza Islands. It's not easy to find, but I can draw you guys a map.
I'm afraid that's not how it works.
You must have your own maps.
We determine where the need is greatest for a fresh water supply, and then we...
I know where there's a great need. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I can tell you exactly where this tap is needed, and the very yard where I want it installed. How much would it cost to set one up?
What I'm trying to explain is that we don't walk into a village and set up a tap. To begin with, we consult local community
leaders.
This
isn't for a village. Just one family.
One family. We would never install...
Do you have a price? A ballpark figure.
Thousands of dollars?
Thousands?
Tens of thousands.
You're kidding. There's already a pump nearby.
It's not the cost of the pump and the pipes. You have to transport the material to the villages, often over secondary roads.
I can't spend thousands. Not without my mother knowing. Besides, you can't even promise me you'll put the tap where I want it to go.
As I tried to explain, that's not how we operate.
That's no way to run a charity. No wonder you people are always begging for money. Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your coffee, madame, and a chocolate croissant.
I didn't ask for one.
I want to give you one. I want to celebrate.
What are we celebrating? Let me guess. We've sold 100 vests.
At least. And we're about to sell many more.
Cheers. Cheers. Why are we about to sell more?
We're farming out the work.
What do you mean?
I mean, we need help. I had breakfast with Denise Hamparian this morning. She's used home-based workers for years now. There's no reason we can't sign on 5 or 6 women to help meet demand. You'll teach them, of course.
We can't do that.
Why not? We'll pay them while they're being trained, if that's what you're worried about. We're going to keep it local and fair, which makes it all legit.
That's not it.
What is it, then?
I don't like the smell of it.
Well, what are you accusing me of, Liza?
Nothing.
I should hope not.
It's not what you think.
Then what is it?
It's too premature. These vests were meant for you and me, Plume. I don't want to train any women. I don't want to take on the world.
We're not taking on the world. We're having a go at it in Toronto.
This isn't what I expected.
Look, I wasn't expecting any of this either. But look at the sales we've had just on word of mouth.
The thing is, these vests...
What?
They're not mine. What I mean is, they aren't me. Not completely.
Not anymore. And that's what I'm trying to say, Liza. This is beyond you and me. It's too much for us to handle.
It doesn't have to be. We can put a lid on things.
This doesn't sound like you. Where's the shopping list girl with the list as long as my arm?
I'm not who you think I am.
You're right. I underestimated you. I thought you'd come back from the Maraganza Islands with tattoos in all the wrong places. Instead, you drop these gorgeous vests in my lap. I sent Christopher some samples.
Why?
Well, if Christopher likes them, he'll write about us. About you. Like, about all this.
I don't want Christopher involved.
Too late. I've already booked a lunch meeting with him. Have one of these rolls. They're nice and warm.
No, thanks.
You have to start eating, Liza.
I eat.
You pick at your plate. What's wrong?
I feel like a fraud. Like I shouldn't be here.
Why not?
It's hard to explain.
Try me.
Remember that volcano project I did in grade 5? For the science fair?
I stayed up all night making that damn volcano. Making it work.
It was a great volcano.
I used cornstarch for the lava.
I got a ribbon.
First prize.
I didn't deserve it. You should have been given the ribbon. You're the one who made the volcano.
I didn't make it, sweetheart. I helped you. It's what a parent does. We savor our children's triumphs as if they were our own.
I don't want you to savor my triumphs. I want to tell you the truth.
Oh, here he comes. Remember to congratulate him. Working at Lavender is a huge feather in his cap. And gold for us.
Did anyone ever tell you two you can pass for sisters?
Not nearly enough.
Congratulations, Christopher.
Well, thank you, my dear. I'm getting very used to expense accounts that are double my mortgage payments.
Oh, don't forget the little people, Christopher.
That's why I'm here, to make sure you don't stay little for much longer.
A man with power. Don't you just love it?
What I love are Liza's vests. I think they're remarkable.
You're not just saying that.
I'm saying it.
and I'll back it up with a feature article and 3 pages of dazzling photographs.
You're a prince.
What I love. What Liza has to tell me is where you got the fashion sense to dream up these gorgeous things.
Well, excuse me. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Christopher.
Well, I've never seen anything like this in Plume, Audrey. What have you been putting in your daughter's water?
I'll buy you one.
A tap?
Why not? How much could it be?
Too much.
It'll be my way of saying thanks.
You are very kind, Miss Liza.
Set the man straight, Liza. Liza, tell Christopher how you came up with your designs.
Now, I know you were inspired by what you saw. The colors at an outdoor market, the colors splashed onto a bus. What I want to know is, how did Liza Keswick see things no one else can see?
I watched. I spent a lot of time watching.
Watching whom? Watching what?
Tighter.
I can't tie it any tighter.
When it is tight, you dip it into the dye.
If I don't die first. What?
Who did you watch?
Locals. I watched locals.
What were they doing?
I can't remember. I can't remember the specifics. It all happened so fast.
We're here to celebrate Liza's gifts, not dissect them.
Is it fair to say you found something in the Marraganza Islands you would never have found here?
Liza?
Yes, that would be fair.
What the hell was that all about back there?
I kind of froze.
You certainly did. It's like you were somewhere else.
But I need you here, Liza, in the here and now. I'm here.
You better be. More and more, you're going to be the public face of investment. When people speak about our vests, they'll think about you. That's how it should be. You better start preparing yourself for more time in the spotlight, darling. That means no more performances like the one with Christopher.
That wasn't a performance.
It should have been. Maybe not a performance, but you really have to start playing the part of a woman inseparable from her product. Agreed?
Agreed.
Oh, I love the smell of coriander.
Coriander, ginger, and a pinch of cardamom.
Mm.
Well, not to mention 3 hours slaving over a hot stove. But you're worth it, Christopher.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
And that's exactly where our vests are going. Everywhere. Thanks to your story.
Mm. And it generated a ton of emails. Everyone loves a story like yours. Not quite rags to riches. More like quaint store to fashion empire.
Empire? Hardly.
Well, in my books, employing 2 dozen women...
And a handful of men.
Having 2 dozen women and a handful of men under one roof constitutes an empire. A mini-empire.
Oh, the roof leaks.
Just as I suspected. Roofless boss.
Besides, these are temporary digs.
Until?
Well, until we decide our next move. Liza and me. Where is she?
You're moving forward, Audrey, at a very fast clip.
Well, it's exhilarating. Overwhelming, but exhilarating.
How's Liza handling it all?
Well, she's late is how she's handling it. I asked her to be here 30 minutes ago.
Well, cut her some slack. She's been very good to you.
Well, healthy profits are one thing. Punctuality is quite another.
I'm sure she has a good excuse.
She better.
What are you doing up?
Do you know what time it is?
You have that curfew tone. I haven't had a curfew in what, like 7 years?
What you had was dinner with Christopher 5 hours ago.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I forgot.
You forgot?
I didn't forget. Not completely. I wasn't in the mood.
Oh, I see. So depending on your mood, you either show up or miss a dinner with Christopher that I made in appreciation of his wonderful article. This is how you show your gratitude? Creeping in at midnight like a teenager?
I didn't feel like sitting through a meal with Christopher, or you, or anyone else for that matter.
Why not?
I wasn't hungry.
You're never hungry these days. What's happening to you?
I'm tired. All this attention, it's exhausting. Oh, I'm going to bed. Night. Good night.
Good night.
Plume, may I help you?
Hello, dearest.
Hi, Christopher. Listen, I'm sorry about last night.
I'm sorry, too. I enjoy your company.
Thank you. My mother just stepped out, but I know she'll be back.
I called to speak to you.
Oh.
London's calling.
Pardon?
London called. Part of my arrangement with Lavender is I'll continue to write the occasional freelance piece when the opportunity presents itself. Opportunity has come knocking in a big way, Liza.
What do you mean?
Isosceles. A London-based quarterly. Very glossy, small circulation, but very influential. They've asked me to do a profile on you.
You've already done a profile on me. One's enough.
No, they want something new, something fresh, and they want it soon.
They can't have it.
Why not?
We're super busy these days, Christopher. You know what it's been like.
I'll take full responsibility for your good fortune. Well, all right, partial responsibility. I know the Lavender was a big boost. Who knows what could happen if Isosceles runs with it?
I don't want to know. What I mean is, I don't have time. I really don't.
Make the time.
You don't understand. I don't want...
No, you don't understand. An article in Isosceles would help establish my name in Europe. At least, it's a start. An important start. I will not let this one slip by. You understand?
Yes.
I thought you would. It's not like there's nothing in it for you. Why would you possibly want to turn your back on Europe? You wouldn't.
No.
Good. I didn't think so. Let's choose a time and place, shall we?
Thank you for shopping at Plume.
Thanks for shopping at Plume.
Who's Sam?
What?
You got a postcard from Sam. He says he's looking forward to seeing you again. Who is he?
Why are you reading my mail?
Oh, pooh. Postcards are public information. When do we get to meet him?
Miss Liza. Miss Liza. Miss Liza. Liza.
A toast, then.
To?
To you. To us. In a few short months, we've managed to make quite a splash. And I, for one, am enjoying it. No. I am savoring it. I didn't think it would happen. Mind you, Christopher deserves full credit. He called today. He's been hearing things.
About?
About us.
Good things or bad things?
Good things. A thing.
Mother, will you stop talking in riddles and tell me what Christopher heard?
The Randolph Group want to buy the rights to our vests.
You're kidding.
It hasn't been confirmed. Christopher is just telling me what he heard, but I can believe it. It's very exciting. Scary, but exciting. Why the long face?
You know what these companies are like. They swear they'll follow certain guidelines and codes, and the next thing you know, they're hiring 10-year-olds in the Philippines to make our vests. That's just it, isn't it? They wouldn't be our vests anymore, would they?
We'll still have some kind of role. I'd insist on it.
Yeah, as consultants. Have you ever heard a murkier word? Consultant.
We'd still have the store. Think of the opportunities the money will buy.
I can't believe this is you speaking. What about all those cherished principles you're always on about? Staying small so we can stay in control.
Principles are not always practical. The vests are more than we can handle right now. We're going to need someone with a lot more resources than we have to sustain the momentum. I'm not selling my soul, sweetheart. Just one line of clothing that we'll still oversee.
They're not going to ask any questions?
About what?
Oh. Never mind. I'll get it. I don't believe it.
Believe it!
I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, we had a deal.
We did.
Liza, who is it?
Are you going to invite me in, or do you reckon I should just pitch my tent on your lawn?
Oh, come in, of course. Sorry. I was just... It's It's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too. Are you going to introduce us, or am I supposed to guess who this young lady is?
This young lady is Samantha. Mm-hmm. Sam. Mm-hmm.
So you're Sam.
Sam, I am.
This is my mother, Audrey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Sam and I met when I was in the Narragansett Islands. She's going to bring peace to the world one clay pot at a time.
Well, how about a glass of wine first?
I'd love one.
Why don't you settle in first?
I wouldn't mind a quick glass of plonk.
Then grab a glass and follow me. It's small, but it's comfy.
Oh, brilliant. I'm used to warped floors and damp pensions.
Listen, there's something we have to talk about.
Edward.
How did you know?
How could I not know? I've been spending the past 6 weeks traveling across this fair land of yours. Everywhere I'd look, I'd see some article or photograph featuring these fabulous vests. He must be thrilled.
Who?
Edward.
Why?
His vests. Your vests? Oh, it's hard to tell whose is whose. What's the difference, right? He must be doing cartwheels.
Probably. Look, why don't you settle in and we'll save you some of my mother's quiche. She makes a mean quiche.
A mean quiche sounds divine.
Listen. This whole Edward thing, it's a real touchy subject with my mother.
Why?
It's hard to explain. She's hard to explain. You know what mothers can be like. I'd really prefer it if we just sort of put an embargo on the whole Edward thing.
An embargo it is.
Oh. You must have slept well. Can I make you an egg?
Your mum's quiche should keep me going for a few days. Coffee will do fine for now. Is she home, your mum?
She's at the store.
So I can mention Edward?
I guess.
One quick question and I'll never ask again. How does it work?
How does what work?
You and Edward, how much does he get? A flat fee or percentage? I'm curious.
I'm still working it out. It can get really complicated.
You must have sent him something by now. Some kind of advance.
Like I said, there are all these legal hoops to jump through. My mother's lawyers are working things out, but it takes time. It's not like I can just cut a check for Edward and stick it in the mail. It doesn't work that way.
But he must know he's a bit of a fashion celebrity on this side of the world.
Not yet. I've been super busy.
You know what my gran used to say?
What?
She used to say our faces are like maps. The look in your eyes, the shape of your mouth. She'd say they all pointed to the place where we happened to be at that moment.
She was quite the navigator, your grandmother.
Edward's got a hold on you. It's written on your face, Liza. It has been from the moment you mentioned putting an embargo on this whole Edward thing. The truth is, Edward won't see a nickel from the mounds of money you're making on your vests.
Stick to pottery, Sam. Cheap psychology isn't one of your strengths.
Send him a check.
Where in God's name is he going to cash it? There's no bank in his village.
There wasn't much of a school either.
You expect me to build a school?
No, but I thought you'd acknowledge Edward's contribution in some way.
I'll have you know, I made a donation for $500 to UNICEF.
Oh,
in his name.
$500?
Yes.
And how much have Edward's vests made for you so far?
They are not Edward's vests. These are my designs.
Don't you think you owe the man something?
I have my reputation to consider, not to mention my mother's.
Oh, lucky you. Edward is dreaming of indoor plumbing.
Who the hell are you to speak for Edward, or anyone else for that matter?
Oh.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have an urgent need to shower.
I wasn't expecting you to work today.
Sam wanted some time on her own. She's like that.
Don't pencil anything in for Sunday morning.
Why not?
We're going to a brunch.
What brunch? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I spoke with Sarah Gorin. She called a few times while you were away, wondering when you would be back.
I meant to call her.
Well, she called us. A slot came up that I said that you would be happy to fill.
You can't do that.
I don't see why not. My thinking was, if you didn't want to do it, I would. Sarah loved the idea. Daughter speaks about working with mother, then mother has her turn.
What you're saying is it's a done deal whether I'm there or not.
I want you there, sweetheart. You'll want to be there, too. The last thing you'd want is your mother singing your virtues without someone to rein me in. Oh, Christopher will be there, too, but he promised to behave.
Good morning, ladies and one gentleman. Welcome to Women to Women. I'm Sarah Gorin. It wasn't that long ago when Liza Keswick was walking in her mother's footsteps, but now she has a lot of us wondering if her mother Audrey is struggling to keep up. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Liza Keswick.
Stop beaming, Mom. I can't bear the glare.
See what a degree in fine arts can get you?
And you're talking to a sociology major who minored in Frisbee.
I've spent most of my life sitting on the sidelines, watching my mother do about a dozen things at once. And that was on a slow day. As far as I'm concerned, single mothers deserve medals.
She was such a shy kid.
You sure she's yours?
Oh, shut up.
No one ever made much of a difference by blending in. It's a guiding principle I've finally learned to embrace.
All you're guided by is your own self-interest. All you care about is your reputation.
When I showed my mother some of my first designs, it was like we had traded places. She was this little kid who's been given this gift and can't believe her eyes, and I was the parent who made it all happen.
Couldn't have made it happen without Edward. Give him the credit.
Who is that monstrous woman?
Samantha.
You know her?
I invited her. I wanted to surprise Liza.
Who the hell is that woman? Do you know her?
No.
I'm really sorry about this. I just called security.
I should go.
Well, don't even think about it. She'll be taken away in a minute.
Where are you going?
I won't have a word with her.
Why?
My mother is a lot better at this, so I'm going to ask her to continue. Mom?
Oh, it's you.
Sorry to disappoint, but I guess we're even.
I wasn't expecting to see you.
Well, I wanted to see you.
Which is more than you can say about my mother.
Do you blame her?
If you came here to dump on me, Christopher, I am not interested.
Your friend Samantha gave me an earful.
She's not my friend.
The feeling's mutual.
So you think she's perfect?
I don't know what she's like. She seems unconventional, which isn't a bad thing. And honest, which is even better.
She had no business humiliating me like that.
This is what it's all about, right? The cost of doing business. Sometimes a well-timed lie is in everyone's interest. But what you've done, Liza, is managed to scatter mud every which way. I'm covered with mud, and I don't much like it.
I helped you get to the top, mud and all. A lot of what has happened is because of you.
Me?
You and that damned article, all that hype.
All the distortions.
I was pressured.
I signed my name to those articles, Liza, and I'll look like a fool if the truth ever comes out. I will not be made to look like a fool.
What do you want me to do, Christopher?
Nothing. Don't do a damn thing. We all have too much riding on these vests to do anything but go on as if Edward was the figment of someone's imagination. Credibility. Reputation. It would all be punctured if word gets out. So we'll all continue as if nothing was different.
You think she'll come back?
Oh, she's leaving for Montreal tomorrow. She's had her say. She wants nothing to do with you or your vests.
I meant my mother. I haven't seen her since the brunch.
Well, I'm sure she needed some time alone.
You think she'll be back?
Of course she'll be back. And what will you tell her then?
She wouldn't understand. Neither would you.
Try me.
It's too complicated.
Lies are often like that. Messy, tangled, sticky. Tell me when to stop.
I didn't lie.
What would you call it then?
I didn't tell the whole truth. Not right away.
You began with a half-lie.
Things just kind of grew. Quickly. Once the vest took off, there was nothing I could do. You get used to it.
The lies?
Not telling the whole truth.
What about in the restaurant? When I asked you what inspired you, you didn't breathe a word about Edward.
That's what I'm trying to say. By then, the word of mouth, the momentum, my mother's big plans, everything kind of smothered the truth.
Christopher.
Oh. I was just leaving.
I am sorry about all this.
Why are you apologizing?
A mother's prerogative.
We'll talk.
Yes.
Mm. Say something. Please. I tried telling you what happened. You never let me.
Don't you dare blame me for this. You have lost the right to pass judgment on me for a good long while. If I could, I'd drag you back to his godforsaken village and have you apologize.
He'd prefer a tap.
He deserves better. We all do.
We can send him some money. No one will ever know.
The damage is done, no matter who knows what. As far as I'm concerned, we're damaged goods. We've been peddling lies.
Not completely. It's not like those designs weren't ours.
Listen to yourself. This is what happens. Everything begins to blur. Right and wrong, truth and lies, integrity and deceit. How can you keep perspective when everything's one big blur?
You make it sound so intentional. It wasn't like that.
Your intentions hardly matter at this point, Liza.
I am sorry, okay? I'm really, really sorry.
Sorry you were found out? Or sorry it happened?
I'm sorry it had to come to this.
So am I. We will go into work tomorrow, the two of us, and act as if nothing has changed. Everything I have stood for has collapsed. Everything.
I'm still here.
I want you to go.
Where?
To the store.
Now?
Now. Rearrange the window. Get rid of the vests.
We can't stop selling the vests.
Oh, I would if I could. I'd have nothing to do with them. I'd wipe my hands clean. But it's too late for that now. We have a responsibility to our employees, our suppliers, our customers. I didn't say we'd stop making them. I just don't want them displayed in our front window for everyone to see. I can't stand the thought of that faceless tailor named Edward staring at me every time I walk into the store. Go.
You never looked happier.
What?
I had never seen you that happy. When you saw the vests for the first time, and you thought they were mine, you were so happy. Happy and proud. And I wanted it to last. That look on your face. I wanted it to last forever.
Just go.
You've been listening to Vested Interest by Emile Scher. In the cast, Liza was Molly Jane Atkinson, Audrey was Brenda Robbins, Christopher was Steve Cummin, Samantha was Matty Shisko, Edward was played by Toto Banzil, Sarah was Marjorie Chan, and the aid official was Michael Blake. Vested Interest was a co-production between the BBC World Service and the CBC. It was recorded in Toronto. The recording engineers were Joe Mahoney and Chris Cutress. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. The associate producer was Michelle Parisi. Vested Interest was directed by Marion Nancarroll. Next week, we pick up with a series we started last year, The Do's and Don'ts of Dudley. Masterful storyteller Greg Nelson takes us back for more of this wry tale of a young minister's struggles in an isolated prairie town. Don't miss the return of Dudley next week, right here. I'm Linda Grierson for Sunday Showcase. Good night.